This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is feedforward, and how to use it instead of traditional feedback to drive better performance? The feedback alternative that builds people up instead of tearing them down. In short, feedforward feedback skills focus on what a person can do differently in the future, rather than what they did wrong in the past. Feedforward replaces criticism with forward-focused suggestions that are easier to hear and act on. It works best when you want to build performance without triggering defensiveness or damaging trust. Anyone can use feedforward, managers, peers, and team members alike. Definition: feedforward is a communication approach within feedback skills where instead of reviewing past mistakes, you offer specific, future-focused suggestions. Feedforward keeps the conversation on what a person can do next time, making developmental input easier to receive and far more likely to drive real improvement. You gave someone feedback last week. You were careful, fair, specific. They nodded, said thank you, and changed nothing. Sound familiar? Most of us have been there. We deliver feedback with good intentions and watch it land like a stone in still water, one brief ripple, then nothing. The problem is often not what we said. It is the direction we were looking. Traditional feedback faces backward. It examines what already happened. Feedforward faces forward. It focuses on what comes next. Feedforward feedback skills give you a practical alternative to the standard review conversation, one that bypasses defensiveness and opens people up to genuine development. If you want to explore how feedback loops connect to wider team dynamics, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth your time. Here, we focus entirely on what feedforward means and how to put it to work. What feedforward feedback skills actually mean in practice. Feedforward is a communication method that shifts the focus of developmental conversations from the past to the future. Instead of saying here is what you did wrong, feedforward says here is what you might try differently. The person receiving it hears possibility rather than judgment. In practice, feedforward sounds like this. You are a team leader speaking with a colleague after a presentation that did not land well. Traditional feedback might say, you rushed the opening and lost the room early. Feedforward says, next time, try pausing for 3 full seconds at the start before you say a word. It signals confidence and draws people in. Same underlying truth, completely different direction. The colleague in that second conversation walks away with something they can actually use. They are not defending themselves against a verdict on their past. They are preparing for a better future. That is the core of feedforward. It is a feedback skill built for action, not for counting. Why this approach to feedback matters. Here is the truth of it. Most people, when criticized, spend more energy managing how they feel than thinking about how to improve. Traditional feedback, even when delivered well, can trigger that reaction simply because it points at something a person already feels bad about. Feedforward sidesteps that entirely. It reduces defensiveness. When you focus on future behavior rather than past failure, the person you are speaking with has nothing to defend. There is no verdict to argue against, only a suggestion to consider. This makes the conversation far more productive for both parties. It improves the quality of developmental conversations. Feedforward forces you to think specifically about what better looks like, not just what worse looked like. That precision makes your input more useful and shows the other person you've thought seriously about their growth. It builds trust over time. When people consistently experience feedback conversations as forward-looking and constructive, they stop dreading them. Over time, they begin to seek them out. That shift is one of the most valuable things a team can develop. For more on how feedback shapes team relationships, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. It accelerates improvement. Analyzing what went wrong has its place, but it does not automatically tell someone what to do next. Feedforward provides that direction immediately, which means less time processing and more time practicing. When feedforward becomes a regular part of how your team communicates, developmental conversations stop feeling like assessments and start feeling like preparation. That distinction changes everything. How to recognize strong feedforward feedback skills at work. You know feedforward feedback skills are working when you see people leaving developmental conversations with a clear next action, not a bruised sense of self. Number 1. Future-focused language. Every suggestion points forward. Words like next time, going forward, and the next opportunity you have replaced last time, and you should have. The grammar of the conversation is future tense. Number 2. Specific, actionable suggestions. Vague encouragement is not feedforward. Real feedforward gives the other person something concrete to try. Consider summarizing your key point in one sentence before you open the floor for questions is feedforward. Be more concise is not. Number 3. No score settling. Feedforward is not a vehicle for old grievances. When it is working well, you will notice that conversations stay focused on what is ahead, without circling back to a catalogue of past errors. Number 4. The receiver engages rather than withdraws. When feedforward lands correctly, the person on the receiving end leans in. They ask questions, offer their own ideas, think out loud. Contrast that with a closed body language and short answers that often follow traditional criticism. Number 5. Managers and peers use it equally. Strong feedforward culture is not top-down. It moves in every direction. When team members offer forward-focused suggestions to one another naturally, you know their approach has taken root. These characteristics together signal something important. The team has learned to see developmental conversations as a genuine tool, not a threat. The SBI method for giving team feedback pairs well with feedforward because it provides the structure that keeps those conversations grounded. Common misconceptions about feedforward and feedback skills. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about feedforward feedback skills. Misconception. Feedforward means you never address what went wrong. The truth. Feedforward is not about pretending failure did not happen. It is about not dwelling there. You can briefly acknowledge a situation did not go as planned, then immediately move the conversation forward. The key is proportion. Spend 10% looking back and 90% looking ahead. Misconception. Feedforward is just positive feedback with a different name. The truth. Positive feedback says well done. Feedforward says here is what to do next. They are genuinely different. Feedforward can address serious performance gaps. It simply frames the solution as a suggestion for future behavior rather than a verdict on past performance. It requires more thought than praise, not less. Misconception. Feedforward only works in one-on-one conversations. The truth. Feedforward works in team meetings, written communication, performance reviews, and even follow-up emails. Anywhere you might normally deliver traditional feedback, you can apply feedforward principles. Follow-up emails that reinforce accountability are one of the most underused places to put feedforward into practice. The short version: feedforward is not soft, not shallow, and not limited to private conversations. It is a deliberate communication skill that takes practice to do well. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Feedforward feedback skills in real situations. Here is what feedforward looks like when it is, and is not, present. Scenario 1, the post-meeting debrief. A project manager notices a team member consistently interrupts colleagues during client calls. Using traditional feedback, she says, "You interrupted Sarah 3 times in today's call." That undermined her and confused the client. The team member goes quiet and apologetic. Nothing changes by the next call. With feedforward, she says, "One thing that could make a real difference next time, try waiting for a full pause before you jump in." It gives the client confidence that the team is coordinated. The team member nods, makes a note, and tries it. That is the practical difference. Scenario 2, a peer-to-peer moment. Two colleagues are preparing a presentation together. One of them notices the other's slides are too text-heavy, but says nothing because it feels awkward to criticize a peer. Feedforward removes that awkwardness. "I think this could land really well if we stripped each slide back to one key idea. Want to try that with the first 3 and see how it feels?" That is not criticism. It is collaboration. It feels different, and it works. For group settings, the GROW method for turning feedback into an improvement plan gives feedforward a structured framework to work within. Scenario 3, a leader under pressure. A senior manager is heading into a difficult performance conversation with someone who has been missing deadlines. She knows traditional feedback will provoke defensiveness. Instead, she opens with, "I want this conversation to be useful to you. Let's focus on what a good next 4 weeks looks like and what would make that realistic." The conversation shifts from review to planning. Both parties leave with a clear path forward. What these three scenarios share is this feed forward keeps the door open. Traditional feedback can close it. Key takeaways on feed forward feedback skills. Here is what matters most about feed forward feedback skills. Feed forward is not a substitute for honesty. It is a better way to deliver it. You can address real performance gaps with feed forward. You simply focus on what comes next rather than what went wrong. The language shift is small, but the effect is significant. Replacing "you did" with "next time" try changes the emotional register of a conversation completely. Feed forward works in both directions. You can offer it to your team, your peers, and your manager. The skill does not belong to any single role. Practice it before you need it. The first time you try feed forward in a high-stakes conversation is not the time to be figuring out the method. Use it in low-pressure moments first. Build the habit, then trust it when it matters. Communication in meetings often creates the need for feed-forward conversations afterward. The role of communication in meeting success and how to handle conflict during meetings both give you the wider context that makes feed-forward more effective. If you want to go further, start by choosing one conversation this week where you would normally deliver traditional feedback and try feed-forward instead. Notice what changes. Frequently asked questions. What is feedforward in feedback skills? Feedforward is a communication approach that replaces backward-looking criticism with forward-focused suggestions. Instead of analysing what went wrong in the past, feedforward asks, what could you do differently next time? It shifts the conversation from judgment to growth, making it easier for people to hear and act on the input. How do you use feedforward instead of traditional feedback? To use feedforward, replace statements about past performance with specific suggestions for future behaviour. Instead of saying someone spoke over colleagues in a meeting, ask them to try pausing after each point to invite responses next time. Keep suggestions concrete, positive, and focused entirely on what comes next. What is the difference between feedforward and traditional feedback? Traditional feedback looks backward and evaluates what already happened. Feedforward looks forward and focuses on what to do next. Feedback can trigger defensiveness because it judges past actions. Feedforward reduces the reaction by making the conversation about possibility and improvement rather than fault or failure. When should you use feedforward over feedback? Use feedforward when someone is already aware a situation did not go well, when a person tends to become defensive during reviews, or when you want to encourage growth without damaging confidence. It is especially effective in coaching conversations, performance development discussions, and one-on-one check-ins. Can feedforward feedback skills be used by anyone at work? Yes, feedforward is not a management-only tool. Peers, team members, and junior colleagues can all use it effectively. Because it focuses on the future rather than judging the past, it carries less hierarchical weight and feels more like a conversation between equals than a top-down evaluation. Does feedforward replace feedback entirely? No. Feedforward and traditional feedback serve different purposes. Some situations require a clear account of what went wrong and why. But in many everyday workplace conversations, feedforward is the more effective choice. The strongest communicators know when to use each approach and choose deliberately based on what the situation requires. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.